Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 406. Justification, defense of a third person. A person is justified in threatening or using physical force or deadly physical force against another to protect a third person if, under the circumstances as a reasonable person would believe them to be, such person would be justified under Section 13, in threatening or using physical force or deadly physical force to protect himself against the unlawful physical force or deadly physical force a reasonable person would believe is threatening the third person he seeks to protect. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 406, provides the legal framework for justifying the use of physical force or deadly physical force to protect a third person from harm. This section outlines the circumstances in which an individual is justified in threatening or using force when defending another person against unlawful physical force or deadly physical force. Let's delve into the details. According to Section 406, a person is justified in threatening or using physical force or deadly physical force against another individual to protect a third person if, based on the circumstances as a reasonable person would perceive them, the defender would be justified under Section 404 or Section 405 in using such force to protect themselves against unlawful physical force or deadly physical force. In simpler terms, if a reasonable person believes that another individual poses a threat of unlawful physical force or deadly physical force against a third person, then someone who seeks to protect that third person is justified in using physical force or deadly physical force to defend them. This means that the defender can step in and take action to prevent harm to the third person, if it is reasonable to believe that such force is necessary. For example, let's say there is an altercation between two individuals, person A and person B. Person A, armed with a knife, begins threatening person B, who is unarmed. If a third person, person C, witnesses the situation and reasonably believes that person B's life is in immediate danger, person C would be justified in using physical force or deadly physical force to protect person B. In this case, the defender, person C, can intervene and take action to prevent harm to person B. It is important to note that the defender's belief in the threat posed to the third person must be reasonable. The circumstances should be evaluated from the perspective of a reasonable person in order to determine whether the use of force is justified. Understanding Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 406, is crucial for individuals to know when they can intervene and use force to protect a third person from unlawful physical force or deadly physical force. It is essential to consider the circumstances as a reasonable person would perceive them, and ensure that the level of force used is proportional to the threat faced by the third person.